From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Documentary filmmakers Zach Melnick and Yvonne Draybert of Inspired Planet Productions spent weeks on Lake Simcoe this fall using underwater drone technology to capture rare footage of lake whitefish spawning. The project is supported by the Great Lakes Fishery Commission and Ontario's Ministry of Natural Resources and aims to help scientists better understand whitefish reproduction as populations decline across the Great Lakes. Researchers say Lake Simcoe remains a bright spot for the species, with strong reproduction offering hope for future conservation efforts. Police say reports of an erratic driver in Essa Township led to impaired driving charges against a Toronto resident on Monday evening. Nottawasaga OPP responded around 7 p.m. to complaints of a black sedan on County Road 21. That was allegedly veering into oncoming traffic, driving onto the shoulder, and stopping in a live lane. The 44-year-old driver was arrested and charged with multiple offenses, and is scheduled to appear in court in Bradford at a later date. Bradford West Gwillimbury has officially proclaimed January 2026 as Crime Stoppers Month, in recognition of the organization's role in helping solve crimes and keep communities safe. Crime Stoppers of Simcoe, Dufferin, Muskoka is a volunteer-run, non-profit program funded through donations and fundraising and allows people to anonymously report crime information for possible cash rewards. A flag raising to mark the proclamation will take place this Thursday at 10 a.m. outside the courthouse courtyard on Holland Street East. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.